That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Also, happy new moon and happy Saturn retrograde in Pisces for a few months. Tonight, I have a wonderful guest. He's been on many times before. It's the astrologer Mark Dotage. And he's here to talk to us about the summer solstice and maybe to answer some of your questions. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
Life is good, Elizabeth. We've got this new moon in Gemini, and, you know, Gemini is about opening our mind to new possibilities and new ways of thinking.
That's what we need.
I think so.
We need a lot of new things, including perhaps a new map of the country.
Yes. So,
you have a great trip. You just had your trip.
I took a group of, there were 12 of us. We went to Turkey to go see sacred sites, and it was probably the best of, you know, I've taken numerous trips to Greece and Egypt and etc. And we all came together as a family, and we were chanting Om's at sacred sites, and very nice group of people.
That's good. I'm glad you had a good time. So tonight is the new moon, and tonight Saturn retrogrades as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, and you know, if we're looking down the road, by the time we get to early September, all five planets are going to be retrograde for a couple of months. And of course, that's been going on for the past couple of years. But the way I've been looking at that, tying into your comment about Saturn, is my view is we're all getting ready for next year, and that the universe is providing us the stage or the opportunity to either clean up old business or I call it make space, whether it's internal or external, for what's going to come when Pluto moves back into Aquarius next January.
Well, I have been talking every week to my audience about Pluto going back into Capricorn, and I call it the wrecking ball. As a matter of fact, I played Miley Cyrus's song, The Wrecking Ball, because that's what Capricorn is. It's big business from the top down and wanting control. And Pluto is about force and control. But Pluto's energy is subconscious, whereas Saturn's energy is conscious and strong. Saturn's more of a guide, and Pluto is more of a whole past life karma. I'm going to get you in the subconscious type thing, right?
Well, you know, I look at Pluto from the esoteric perspective, which is, I call it the Roto-Rooter energy, that anything that gets between us and source, you know, God, creation, whatever you call source, that doesn't belong there, our fears, our ego, all the junk we pick up going through life, all that needs to be cleansed and removed so that when we use our power, we're using it based upon our connection to source rather than the negative filtering we picked up in life. So if you look at it from that perspective, this death and rebirth, burn your bridges behind you thing is actually a good thing. It's just, you know how Pluto is. Nobody likes to go through the process, but they all like the end result.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I've been talking about, that we really should know that this process we're all going through is necessary in order to get to the other side, which is the new world.
And really, I know it's hard to throw dates at people, but, you know, Pluto moved into Capricorn back into 2008 when the economy was, you know, not doing so well. Right. And here it is leaving the Capricorn at this point in time over the next several months. And, you know, we're dealing with economic fluctuation.
Well, we're also dealing with lies and truth, and we're dealing with the false news and everything else. And it's been quite hectic. I believe that Pluto also digs up what isn't in balance and puts it in balance. So we have a lot of secrets and truths coming out.
Yes, and I know that's not comfortable, but it's really a good thing.
It is in the long run, if we can get all this stuff stopped. But Pluto in the house of the United States is in the eighth house, and it's in my eighth house as well. My Pluto is in Leo, but this Pluto is in Capricorn, so it's in the house of the United States' second house. Of money and finances. And so that's another thing we have to look at.
Well, and I would add to that, if hopefully I'm not getting too far ahead of myself, but we know Venus is getting ready to go retrograde July 23rd to September 3rd. And Venus has to do with love, money, and our whole value system. So adding to your Pluto comment, we've got this very personal planet Venus saying, hey, we're going to be really looking at what we value and what we no longer value. And of course, it's going to be in Leo, which is about opening hearts and creativity and stepping into leadership. In other words, where's our heart engaged and where not?
And stepping into leadership with money is good because that's financial responsibility. And a lot of people have not been able to have financial responsibility. And this country certainly has had a problem with it. So I'm glad that it's doing that cleansing.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, I know you know this, Elizabeth, but for our audience, you know, Mercury goes retrograde three times a year. You get tired of hearing astrologers talk about it, but Venus only goes retrograde about every 18 to 20 months, less than all the other planets. So when a planet goes retrograde that doesn't normally go retrograde, you definitely want to pay attention. And for me, you know, Leo is about where's my heart engaged and where am I just going through the motions and need to change something.
Well, I'm going to skip ahead because I want to ask you a question that's been on my mind for a few weeks. We got coming, the next full moon is in Capricorn on July 3rd and it's going to hit Pluto. What do you see with that?
Well, the full moon I show is at about 12 degrees Capricorn, so it's in the same sign as Pluto. But to me, you know, law, structure, taxes, infrastructure, you know, for example, in Philadelphia, that's an infrastructure issue with a bridge destroyed.
And yeah.
So, and of course, that affects the economy in a big way. So, but, you know, the general answer to a full moon in Capricorn and Cancer is, how do we balance our worldly responsibilities, Capricorn, and our personal, home, family, individual nurturing abilities? Is what's in balance, what needs to be rebalanced.
And I also see interference with the government with our money issues at that time, because that full moon will conjunct Pluto retrograde.
Well, the full moon's only at 12 degrees Capricorn, but it's in the same sign.
Yeah.
So,
I don't have to worry that much. That's good.
Well, it's not, it's still valid. It's just not as intense as if it were exact.
So let's go back to Venus and Leo and the nodes changing in July. That's important.
And you know what's setting it up right now? I'm sorry to jump around on you, but, you know, we're talking about the summer solstice chart for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
And in this chart, both Mars and Venus, and actually the moon as well, are in Leo, you know, a little later this week.
Yeah.
And I want to spare our readers with some of the astrology, but Venus is faster than Mars, and yet Venus is trying to catch up to Mars, but because it's going to go retrograde, it doesn't quite catch up until next February. So number one, I'd be having people look at their values and their relationships now, like if they were a journaler, and then go back and look at your notes come February when Venus and Mars actually align. Now, to add to that, and I know this is overload astrology, but in this chart, Mars is that male warrior energy, you know, and it is making a challenge that we call a square, which is a motivator or a challenge, depending on how you want to look at it, to the planet Uranus. Well, Mars is in Leo, and Leo says, I want to have fun, I want to play, I want to be creative, and Uranus is in Taurus, which is got to be responsible, got to pay my bills. And Uranus, of course, is entrepreneurial, independent, computers, technology. Anyways, this challenge between the two over the coming days. Let's do low to high. Low would be, I would be telling people not to walk on the bad side of town after midnight under a transit like that. It tends to be, not to be negative, but it does have an accident-prone type connotation. Not because the planets are out to get you, but because you're trying to drive in 15 minutes what should be a half-hour drive. You know, impatience kind of issues.
Really be aware of that.
And so if people are doing what I call forcing a square peg into a round hole by getting a bigger hammer, that's a really bad thing to be doing, particularly over this next week to 10 days. But it is part of the chart for the next 3 months. So where on the bigger level are you taking action based upon where your heart is engaged in order to manifest a greater freedom or innovative new ways of doing things would be a way of putting that challenge together in a nicer way.
Yeah, and maybe it'll manifest when Jupiter reaches Uranus in Taurus.
Yeah, and of course that's a next spring conversation. But you know, it's not going to be too far from it when Jupiter gets to its furthest point this year in September. So,
well, we have to start looking at bringing things in. Everybody's been working so hard. Now we have to have results. And I think that this new moon in Gemini is going to start bringing results. Don't you?
Well, it certainly opens people up to new ways of thinking. It's what we call a mutable sign, which means adaptable. And the people who have been too rigid, this is the only way it's going to be, it doesn't work very well for them, but opening up their mind in this new moon to, hey, maybe there's different ways to do things than the way I was trying to do it. And so being adaptable would be an important thing.
Training something, it's good for training. If you're training in computers, it's a good time to take a class, don't you think?
Short classes, short trips, writing articles, blogging, newsletters, short, quick trips are all good things to do under this energy.
Oh, that's good. We're going to take a break now and listen to what's coming with the energies this week, the weekly cosmic trip. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'll be back with Mark Joe Donich after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of June 19th through June 25th, 2023. Monday is all about harmony. This energy represents the strength that comes from overcoming and freeing yourself from tyranny and the returning of your inner focus and control. It's a perfect time to move forward together, building a more positive future while never forgetting the past. Tuesday continues the harmony with a free and open mood that provides an escape from any control freak. Wednesday is a vibrant day that's perfect for socializing and networking. The next 3 months' energy shows that the relationship planets, the Moon, Venus, and Mars, are all close together at Leo. Look at where your heart is engaged in your relationships or where there needs to be a change. Leo likes to have fun. So are your relationships fun and creative? At the same time, these planets make a challenging square to Jupiter in Taurus. This is not a bad challenge, but it does ask you to decide if your values and desires are being met in current relationships of all kinds. Jupiter is usually ready to expand to new levels. Added to this, that Venus has entered the shadow period of her coming retrograde cycle. She retrogrades between June 22nd and September 3rd. When a planet is in the shadow period of the retrograde, you begin to look at the issues that are rising to the surface during the time of the coming retrograde. With Venus, you're reviewing which relationships will stay in your life and which relationships need to be changed and released. Venus is also associated with finances, so look at budgets and material needs, which are up for review, and decide what stays and what goes. Thursday brings a constantly changing atmosphere, but Mars is providing the extra boost of energy to help. Friday, Saturday, and most of Sunday, June 23rd through the 25th, is under the influence of a purifying Virgo moon. People feel better when they accomplish something practical with this energy. Declutter is a common word for Virgo energy. Eat healthy, clean your home or office, take care of your pets, and do something to be of humble service to others. Sunday features some draining, confusing energy that could lead to mental exhaustion. Seek advice from helpful professional people. On Sunday evening, do something to shut your brain off, such as watch a movie that doesn't make you think. Also, avoid forcing any situations Sunday night into Monday morning because rebellious energy is present with impatient Mars and Uranus. And that goes double for people who have authority figure issues. It's best to keep a low profile and stay cool.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
This is Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth, and I'm back, and Mark and I are heavy in discussion about what's coming with astrology. It's so interesting because it's helpful to look at the astrology so you really can see the action before it happens, kind of. So, Mark, where do you want to go back to? Do you want to go back to Jupiter and Taurus, or you want to
I think we should do Jupiter and Taurus since it's just recently, you know, last month moved into Taurus, and that's going to go to next May 2024.
Right.
And, you know, torsional is durable goods. So people putting energy into things that are going to last for a period of time and manifesting, it was a great Taurus thing to do.
Yeah, good. Or even storing goods for possible shortage.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that. It's getting ready for the next stretch of long term is how I would look at it. But, you know, Saturn is in Pisces, which can rule poverty and, you know, or government dealing with poverty issues.
Well, that's a positive thing. We do have a caller. We have Abby from New Jersey. She's born October 6, 1944. Hello, Abby. How are you?
I'm fine.
Did you have a question for tonight?
Yeah. I'd like to know what's ahead for me in the love department.
Well, do you have a specific question?
Yeah, I'd like to know what's ahead for me in love.
Yeah, but do you have somebody that you're in love with, or what do you mean?
No.
Do you
want
to know
no
if love
right
is
now.
Coming into your life? And yes. Love is coming into your life. That's the question?
Yes.
Okay, there you go, Allie.
Sounds like a Libra question, right?
It's a good Libra question.
Yes.
So, number one, your moon is in Gemini, which is kind of a restless, flirtatious type of sign. And so they, as a rule, you know, moon represents your emotions. A person has to be careful if the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. So in other words, you have to be careful of the next one will be better. The next one will be better. And the reason I say that is your Jupiter was in Virgo, and Virgo is an analytical, critiquing type of sign that makes lists. So I just want to make sure that your list of who's allowed in your life isn't so long that nobody can get in. And so I would start with that. But in terms of, you know, actual planetary transits to like normal, I'm just doing a quick look at Venus and Mars. I don't see anything really strong going on right now. The planet Saturn, which is in Pisces, spirituality, intuition, is making harmony to your Venus, which was in Scorpio. Scorpio, deep, private, intense kind of energy. And Venus, love, money, art, beauty. And I got to tell you, that is generally a better business combination than a personal combination. Doesn't mean it can't be a relationship, but normally you go for business with that kind of a combination.
Or a strong friendship, right, Mark?
Absolutely. Yeah, a friendship with boundaries. Because of Saturn making the trine, Saturn rules boundaries, so that's, you know, my joke is let's buy houses next door to each other. Let's not, you know, live together. So I'm trying to say, so there's possibility there, but I think the stronger element is in the relationship or dealing with finances would be, you know, if I were looking at it without knowing your question, that's where I would have gone with it. But with the Gemini moon and a new moon in Gemini, hey, get out and play.
Good luck, Allie. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
When we get into July, the nodes change. And when is that, Mark?
Oh, you know, that actually helps answer her question. Good timing, Elizabeth. So, you know, the nodes are the spiritual destiny points. I call them your karma and your dharma, where you're coming from and where you're going are intrinsically linked. And they have an 18-and-a-half-year cycle. So every 18-and-a-half years, you start a new soul destiny cycle in astrology. And as a part of that, they spend about a year and a half in each of the signs. So they have been in Taurus and Scorpio since basically, I think it's January of 2022. And on July, I think it's July 18th, at least in the Pacific time zone, it's July 18th. The nodes are going to move into the next sign until January of 2025. So we're getting ready for a new year and a half cycle in Aries and Libra. So Aries is, I want to pioneer my own path. I want my independence. It's time for something new and something fresh. And the opposite side is Libra, which says, I want relationships and warm and fuzzies. So we're all going to have to balance our need for sharing. And I don't care if we're talking business, love life, family, wherever we do relationships, with our independent self. So the people who are being too independent need to balance it with better relationships. And the people who are lost in relationships need to better exertion of self-identity, or, you know, my turn, me first.
You know what's funny? The nose changed. I think Venus is retrograde at the same time. So maybe they can slow down on the relationships and start bringing things back into balance.
And it's really, since Venus is retrograde in Leo, it's where is our heart engaged, or where are we, like, for example, sometimes you see people who just, they want to be in a relationship, you know, at the expense of everything else, you know, probably because we watch too much TV with, you know, romance relationships. But this is really, what do we value, and how are we balancing our sharing needs with our independent needs?
Well, you know, we've been through an awful lot these past 3 years, and we have really lost the art of discipline in many ways. And I think it's time for discipline and focus. And of course, Saturn helps with that. But we need to have more in our daily life. But the thing that gets me the most upset over the past 3 years is that we have got to stop the hate and start the love. We've got to come together and find out that love stops hate. We have to stop the separation. So will this energy help with that?
Well, you know, my view is, as a society, planetary society, we're at a choice point.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, my view is that at the very least, we just need to listen to other people, especially with this Gemini new moon. Doesn't mean we have to agree with them. I mean, obviously, you could get into politics. There's a lot of disagreement right now. And the idea is well, we still need to listen to each other. You know, you mentioned earlier that I had taken a group of people to Turkey. Well, Turkey's a very heavily Muslim country, and you know, I personally don't know a lot about the Quran and Islamic religion and all that, but as I was learning on the trip, I go, you know what? It's not so much different than we think it is, or the way the media presents it.
No.
And when you really stop and listen, you think, oh, there's the same core truth, you know, between Christianity and Islam. And of course, we both sides have their nut jobs at the extremes. But the truth is, as human beings, we're really all kind of the same. We all want to be appreciated, loved, and feel like we're doing good in the world. And
our families, we want our children to grow up well. We want our families, we want to pay our bills, and we want to love our families and share. And we're all human in that way. And we've got to get through this planetary upset to get to the other side. I do think that Aquarius is going to bring us more far-reaching and more patience and equality, don't you?
You know, Aquarius is a funny sign. It's got a really good side of helping people step up into higher ideals and opening to innovative new ways to do things and friends and groups and organizations. But it's also, like all signs, has a negative side too, which can be my way or the highway, because it's what we call a fixed air sign in astrology. And fixed means great perseverance and endurance, but, you know, wearing our blinders and not being willing to change.
That's true, but the nodes that we're moving into are cardinal signs. And so,
which means action. Yeah. And so there's no question. I mean, you don't need to be an astrologer to see that everything's shifting. Only with Pluto moving into Aquarius next year for 20 years. And I know people are thinking, oh, it's all going to change overnight. But it's going to spend 20 years in that sign. And so, we'll, you know, for those of us who will still be on the planet at that point in time, If we measured now compared to 2044,
well, things usually don't change overnight that are lasting. They take their time, and there's always a process. So you have to love the process, and sometimes it's hard because at the beginning you have to drop that you no longer need. That doesn't mean you don't want it, but you shouldn't be doing it, and that can be difficult for people.
And that's what I think that these outer five planets being retrograde, they have already started, as you mentioned earlier, but by fall, all five of them are retrograde.
End of August, three of them retrograde in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. And then in September, there's all five are retrograde. And to me, that is, let's clean up our act and finish what needs to be finished and make space for what's coming in down the road when they all start turning direct, because when they're all turning direct, we're also going to have Pluto moving into Aquarius.
Yeah, we also have the eclipses coming in October, November, and that's going to change the world.
Yeah, and the thing about the eclipses, not to get off on a tangent, but, you know, the eclipses spend about a year and a half in each polarity of signs. So they are finishing with the lunar eclipse on October 28th in Taurus. It was the last of those Taurus-Scorpio eclipses for 9 years. And we're also having the first, which is actually going to be a total solar eclipse over here in southern Oregon, where I live, in Libra. So that's the beginning of the Libra and Aries eclipses.
Now that's November, right?
Well, I have October 28th written down on my notes, but, you know, it's the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
So even our eclipses are shifting, and eclipses, of course, bring up the greater depths of what's going on below the surface.
Right. And in Libra, that's groups, but Aries is, I found to be alone.
Yeah. Aries wants to do their own independent thing, and Libra wants to be in a relationship. So people have to be careful of putting out passive aggressive energy, like, honey, I love you, I just need the weekend off to go do my own thing. And if they do that, it'll work. But if they're...
We're going to take a break for our half hour, and then we're going to be back and wrap this up. And if you have any questions, call us and ask us if you would like to do that. The number is 888-627-6008. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights,
too many nights,
too many stars,
too many stars,
too many moons could change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love. To be alone,
too many nights all alone.
Oh, please keep your heart while we are apart. Don't you linger in the moonlight when I'm gone.
While I'm gone,
don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
Don't let the moon break your heart.
Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
I'll ever love. You're the only one.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And that was Perry Como. Some of you may not remember him, but I always play Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes when Mark Dodich is on as my guest. I'm afraid that I'm fond of the earlier music rather than the later music, but it's fun to listen to. So, Mark, we were going to talk about the summer solstice and the 180-degree planets. Can you tell us about that? It's pretty powerful.
So in astrology, we have a thing called temperament types. And so there's different types of charts, different patterns that people have in charts. And, of course, the solstice chart we're looking at for the next 3 months of energy. And it's not perfect, but if you imagine a bowl, you know, like just like a bowl you'd put your breakfast cereal in or something, all of the planets are contained in with about a little bit more than one half of the circle of a chart. And so think of a bowl. It contains something. It holds something. And what tends to happen when you have this type of pattern in a chart is people spend their energy on the things that they spend their energy on, and they ignore everything else. So in other words, the beauty is you can concentrate on certain aspects of your life depending on where these patterns land in your chart. And the other side, though, is, oh, I'll get around to that other thing later on.
So chores pile up, right?
Well, and that's the truth, but, you know, trying to get people to, like for example, getting me to stain my deck, like, I don't like that kind of stuff.
Oh.
So I'm going to let it go for another year, you know?
You can do filing is the problem here.
Yeah, and then I'll do the things that I like to do, but not to do the things I don't like to do. And that isn't particularly healthy, perhaps, on my case. But the point is this chart is contained in just a little bit over half of the zodiac. And people will be good at doing the things that they want to do. And they should. But don't forget all the things that, you know, you say, I'll get around to that later. You know, those back burner projects.
Especially cleaning the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta do because that.
And we also look at how the planets go around the circle of the zodiac over like a 24-hour period. And the planet that's first to rise in the day, we call it a lead planet, is going to be Pluto. So that makes it very important. And, of course, we've been talking about Pluto, the let go and let God, burn your bridges behind you. What are you ready to release is a key that's going on as part of the solstice chart.
Bringing up the subconscious forces or secrets.
Yeah, hidden things come to the surface. You know, it rules, you know, Pluto's things like basements, you know, in a house. It's the mafia and criminals. And but it's also Capricorn rules infrastructure. And I don't know if you remember, but back in and around, it was just before 2008 when Pluto was moving into Capricorn, was when the bridge in Minnesota fell down. And also, if you remember, radio show host Don Imus got in trouble for saying bad things about Rutgers basketball girls, racist things. And so he got out.
Carlson get in trouble.
And now here we are at the end of Pluto, and the bridge in, or, you know, in Philadelphia falls down, more infrastructure issues. And the report on George Floyd death just came out.
Yeah, Tucker Carlson got taken off of Fox News, too.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but the key is, I mean, that's how it's going on a society level, but on a personal level is, what are you done with? What are you ready to release? This quarter is going to help you to say, I'm ready to release it. Let me get started on the process. Now, it's probably going to be next year before you get all the things put into place to move forward, but I'm just urging people, hey, look at where your heart is connected, or where are you doing things because you think you should, or out of guilt, or for all the wrong reasons.
You might change jobs. You might change jobs, and that goes back to the training I was talking about and learning new things on this new moon.
Absolutely. That could lead
to changing jobs next year.
And some people are going to be changing relationships.
That's true.
So
children will be going off to college, and then you have an empty house. That's an intense adjustment as well.
But really, to me, it's, we all need to take a hard look at our value system and see, am I doing things that I've been doing because I've been doing them, or am I doing them because my heart is genuinely engaged in them? And if so, because of this Jupiter in Taurus, can this sustain me down the road? So
another thing, we have that July 3rd Capricorn full moon, and then July 18th the nodes change. So we're going to have to look at banking and at money and at taxes at that time.
Absolutely. And in the esoteric realm that I also work in, a branch of astrology, regarding spiritual growth, this Venus retrograde in Leo is really about healing. It's associated with a master by the name of Hilarion and Archangel Raphael, who's been associated with healing for a long time, as long as I've been around.
And the 100 healers in the sky. There's a planetary gathering called the 100 healers, and they're coming into play. And I think that what we'll do is have wonderful breakthroughs in medication and in cures, lifelong cures. They're saying Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Well, yeah, and Aquarius, Pluto moving into Aquarius, you'll see Aquarius in like Alzheimer's. And so obviously they're coming up with new ways to deal with Alzheimer's would be. And we'll see. I don't know how it's going to play out for the children, but the, like what you call the Ritalin generation. Kids, I think that Pluto and Aquarius is going to help them as well.
Oh, that's important, because so many of them I work with, and as adults, they have a hard time. They really do. They have to relearn things that we learn naturally because they were blocked when they were growing up.
Well, plus they learn in a different way than our school systems teach.
Yeah.
And you know, whether our school systems need to change or they need to go outside the school system for education, I'm not sure what the best answer is.
Now, with Saturn retrograde, the discipline and focus, what happens with that? I just want to check that out.
Well, first, it's a little complicated because Saturn is a very grounded, down-to-earth, be practical, tend to the core structure of your life. But it's just started basically a 2 to 2.5 year period in Pisces. And Pisces is psychic, spirituality, intuition. One way that we're seeing that here out in Oregon is Saturn rules government and Pisces rules drugs. And so we've passed a law to, allow facilities to do psilocybin, magic mushrooms from back in the day, to treat PTSD people. So we have government and drugs as one of the archetypes of something that's coming in under this energy.
And that's positive and helpful. That's good.
Yeah. But then the other piece of that is Pisces is the, I must go beyond the veils of this world to bring this higher vision in. And then Saturn is, I must bring it down to earth. And for our listeners, the last time Saturn was in Pisces would have been roughly 1994 to 1996, because Saturn has a 29-year orbit. So I'd urge people to look at what was being restructured in your life 94 to 96. That was, for me personally, I was leaving the corporate world to do this work that I'm doing now.
I remember that.
And so we
were training with Frank Alper, and we were doing a lot of stuff. You were in New Jersey then.
Yeah, it's hard to remember back that far, but
I was in New Jersey.
So long ago.
I took my first psychic cruise, and I did my first radio shows at that time, and that's good to remember.
And I like to believe that the universe spirals around rather than goes in circles. But if you could use that 94 to 96 as an archetype of where you were opening to a higher vision and bringing a higher vision into fruition, well, that's up again. And it's just started. See, Saturn only went in 7 degrees into Pisces out of a possible 30 degrees. So it's really just setting the stage right now. It hasn't really got a lot of oomph because it's obviously just turned retrograde.
Well, now, for example, my son has a 9 degrees Pisces moon, and Saturn hit it, and he just got divorced. So that fits.
Yeah. And then, of course, you've got a lot of Pisces that it's going to hit, but that's more of a next year conversation for you.
I'm a double Pisces, but I'm down at the end 25 degrees. Next year, I'm going to need my discipline. Also, does it in conjunct Capricorn in some way? Would it affect the Pluto?
It's what we call a sextile, which is 60 degrees. So I call that a mini pyramid, a mini harmony.
Harmony, good.
See, Jupiter is about expansion and opening your belief system to new possibilities. And Saturn is the patient, go slow, sacrifice in the short term for the long term good. So the help available is when it's being used in a less than healthy way. I call it driving with the emergency brake on, kind of a feeling. But because they're in this minor harmony, pushing forward for the long term, but recognizing that things don't happen overnight, would be very favorable here. So people taking a risk to manifest their goals, their dreams, etc., as long as they're looking at the long term rather than the quick kill, I want it yesterday kind of mentality, there's a lot of help available. It's just soft help.
Right. Like if you're just starting a new project, me, I'm redoing my website, and I know that's going to take time. So it's very exciting. It really can be very productive and very exciting. Well, what do you have to say to us as we leave the show tonight for the summer, Mark?
Well, number one, I would say find a proper balance between work and play. One thing we hadn't really talked about is that Mars is going to be in Virgo from right around the 9th or 10th of July, almost to the end of August. And Virgo is get to work, clean up your act, cleanse and purify. And yet on the other side of my mouth, I say there's a lot of Leo going on, like with this Venus in Leo. Leo likes to play. So number one, we're all going to have to kind of combine our, have some fun and get some practical things done before we get to the, you know, beginning of September would be a way to use these energies, but also to make space in your life for whatever this unknown thing is that's coming after Pluto moves into Aquarius in late January.
Yeah, but that should be much more positive than all this hate and anger against each other. I think maybe that's going to disappear and we'll get together in communities, and that's very important.
Well, the people who are willing to shift and adapt, that's absolutely true. But we know that Aquarius can be a hard-headed my way or the highway sign. So we can't just go Pollyanna, because there's going to be people out there who are pretty rigid in their belief systems.
That's all going to be shattered with Pluto.
And there is, but it's not always pretty.
No, I know. So we do have some hard times, and we are going to have to face them and be responsible, take care of our family, stick close to home, and spread as much love as you can.
And that's it. With all this Leo energy going on, it's keep your heart open.
That's fun. Thank you for coming, Mark. It's been wonderful having you tonight.
Great, great. Thanks for inviting me again.
And I hope you'll come back in September.
You know, I'm semi-retired, so we'll have to talk about that.
Uh-huh. Well, all right. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and next week I'll be back to talk to you about July and the full moon and everything that's going on this summer. There's a lot. Now it's time for the meditation. So we're going to do some singing first with Perry Como, and then we'll hear William, the meditation, and we'll end with Richard Shulman, We Can Live Together in Peace. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Thank you for listening tonight. Send me an email when you can at elizabeth@new-visions.com. Nice to talk to you, and good night.
Sing along with me. Sing a happy song. I will guarantee that you can't go wrong. You will be surprised at the way you'll feel. All your cares and woes will be a hazy memory. If you'll just agree to sing along with me. I don't be too quick to say you can't sing a lick. There's a trick to it all. Make believe that you're taking a shower and sing it out loud. Sing to the crowd. You'll be feeling 10 feet tall. Sing along with me.
Sing along with me.
Sing a happy tune.
Sing a happy tune.
Let the butterfly.
Let the butterfly.
Out of your cocoon.
Out of your cocoon.
You can finally be.
You can finally be.
Who you wanna be.
Who you wanna be.
What you got to lose. Forget. Blues. Now you're breaking free.
Now you're breaking free.
Here's the recipe.
Here's the recipe.
Just sing along with me.
La 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 la.
Don't be too quick to say you can't sing a lick. There's a trick to it all.
Trick to it all.
Make believe.
Now
that you're taking a shower and singing out loud, sing to the crowd, you'll be feeling 10 feet tall. Sing along with me.
Sing along with me.
Sing a happy tune.
Sing a happy tune.
Let the butterfly.
Let the butterfly.
Out of your cocoon.
Out of your cocoon.
You can finally be.
You can finally be.
Who you wanna be. What you got to lose, just forget your blues. Now you're breaking free.
Now you're breaking free.
Here's the recipe.
Here's the recipe.
You sing along with me. La la la
la la.
La
la la la.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up, up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Shulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.